Pinocchio, the lizard who became a therapist.
One of the best cartoons I've seen in a while.
Finally, something kids can watch. I'm sick of watching Frozen over and over and over and over and over. At first glance, I did not like it because I don't really like music. Just act, just talk. Why you gotta sing? Once you get over the singing part, if you're like me, you really get to sit down and enjoy a really well-made film about an animal talking. This is a must-watch for your kids. And if you have, the soul of a child like moi, doesn't matter how old you are, you should definitely watch this. The story follows an old jaded lizard with a heart of gold who's stuck in the same classroom for eons, really. The guy is 74 years old, and after learning that lizards tend to die at 75, he loses his mom and tries to plan the great escape, go to the wild. But when a new substitute classroom teacher shows up at this Fort Myers Elementary School 5th grade class and sort of tasks the children to take a pet home for the weekend, like the olden days. And this teacher is tough and strict. She's making them close their laptops, no phones. She's making them read actual books, which is essential. And there's a whole part where she dusts off her book, saying you see spider webs and an old pet cage. It's a really interesting bit. And it gives you an aspect that this is an old lady who really needs to be loved. So this whole experience happens because Leo thinks he's going to die and he wants to do something impactful with this remaining year. He goes on this adventure of guiding kids and helping them become better people. I will say this, Leo helps out these kids. They're getting confidence to listen to others. That way she can have more friends. So be confident in your own skin. Learn to listen to others. Appreciate others with the help of this therapeutic or therapy lizard. You know those people that have pets on planes? Like, this is a therapeutic pet. This is a help pet. Leo is what I call a help pet. This is what I call a therapeutic help pet. This is what I call a buddy that's useful. And all that scene where the dog was like, dog, and then he gets found out for opening his mouth. This film has a lot of little hidden gems in it. I'm like, wow, man, this is crazy. Like, the first time Leo speaks, he speaks out of pain, and then the kid's like, who said that? And then he points at a statue. And then the kid's like, why are you pointing at that? Why are you pointing at that? It's like, the statue talked. It's like, who hidden gems make the little wholesome? Give it character, give it brilliance. And there's a lot of learning here, where kids get to reenact some old famous historical figures. And it also says, don't take credit for things you didn't do, even if a lizard did it. You know, it doesn't feel as great as you think it would.
Now that was entertaining. Please let us hang out yet another time. Remember to like and subscribe. Adios, folks. Adios.